a history graduate who's now turned into a football administrator. And I must say, it doesn't limit just to that, because he's a very passionate football lover, but also at the same time wants to do a lot for his community through sports and encourage them and make probably Mizoram sporting and, you know, get it more eyeballs, not just for football as well, for other resources. Now, Laling Loa Hamar, I must have taken like probably the first or half of the day just to get his name right. But he's fondly called as Tete Hamar. Let me all welcome you to the Total Indian Football Show. I'm your host, Suju. And yes, today my guest is Mr. Tete Hamar. Sir, thank you so much for joining. Welcome to the show.
Pleasure, Suju.
Well, let me just kickstart with things. He's also the Honorary Secretary for Mizoram Football Association and also an AIFF Executive Committee member. Now, we must have heard him and also, you know, in other podcasts or even read articles regarding his interviews and all the stories. But today, sir, we are here just to probably know how things are at this point in Mizoram and what work more are you doing in terms of uplifting the state with regards to football specifically, because it's a football podcast. Again, to start with, how has, like I said, right, most of us know you and the work that you've done. So I wouldn't start from day one, episode one kind of a thing, but how, because we know Mizoram football to be such a community driven and passionate people like you and many others who come down to the ground level and get work done. But how is it when the whole pandemic situation came about? How badly has it affected the state?
The pandemic has really hit us hard because there was no football for more than 2 years. The last competitive football which was played before the pandemic, it was on as back as 2019, December. So there was no football for the whole 2020. I'm talking about competitive football in Mizoram, because the Mizoram Premier League final was played on December 2019. So normally we do not have footballs in January. Unfortunately, right after that, the pandemic hit us. So we just could not have any football for a long time. The worst sufferer are the youths, because the ones who were 16 years old when the pandemic started, now they are 18 years. There was no football, there was nothing, there was no economy moving in terms of football. Our players are suffering, the coaches, even the referees and the football administrators are suffering a lot. So we are now at the stage where we want to restart football. In fact, we already restarted football through some district level activities, and there is a Mizoram Premier League under 18 going on right now. But the real restarting of the football will happen at the start of the new season, that is 1st June. So we have a plan to restart football with a bang in the first half of June. The plan is to start an inter-village football, which is like, as you rightly mentioned, Mizoram football has a lot to do with community. So before we start professionally, we want to start at the inter-village level to try to get the people back to the pitch, try to get the vibe going, I mean, coming back to football. Then only we will be able to, you know, restart our football club system, the Mizoram Premier League, so on and so forth.
Now, you mentioned how, like, the majority of the sustenance part falls for the people there, the youngsters there, is in the sport football, right? And some people have lost the time and the age for that. But how do you probably encourage them? And how was the situation when they were actually going to? Did the association or you or any other, you know, state stakeholders reach out to them in certain ways?
See, we were trying our best to keep the footballers fit and, you know, ready to play. We have done some kind of a media, media advisory as a sort of. And then we have the likes of the JJs and our famous footballers, Mamas, the Jerrys, to try to encourage the youth to keep themselves fit during the pandemic. But, you know, reality bites, you know, when we look at the level of football which is being played in the Mizoram Premier League under 18 level, these players were deprived of, you know, competitive football for 2 years, and it is, you know, it is reflected in the way they play. But hopefully we will get back to normalcy in the next couple of months. Having said that, our performance in the recently concluded National Women's Football Championship really surprised us, in fact, because for the first time we reached the semifinals with a very young football team. But on the flip side, in the Santosh Trophy qualifiers, we were beaten by Manipur in Imphal, then we did not qualify for the final rounds. And we keep on getting phones and, WhatsApp messages that Mizoram is doing the thing. They did not even qualify for the final round. You know, the way the football system, the Santosh Trophy qualifiers is made is like we were kept in a group with Manipur. Whoever is winning the tie are going through. And it was being played in Imphal and we were beaten by a solitary goal. Then we just could not qualify. And people started complaining that, now with all the media and the video coverage, the Instagram and the Facebook all, displaying Santosh Trophy football, and we do not have any representation over there at the final rounds. People keep on complaining. Then, now comes the I-League. Even in the I-League, Isol FC is not having their best season. So, it shows that the pandemic is still affecting us. But we just cannot take this as an excuse because even the other states are suffering the same. But Mizoram is like the government where they were very, very strict about the protocol. They were in some other states when they restarted the football, we just were not allowed. We are allowed to start the competitive football only as recently as March of 2022. So, though we completely lost those 2 years. So it's very difficult to encourage the players, in fact. But as I said earlier, we are trying to restart it. Honestly speaking, we are going to start it from the scratch. So we may talk about all those years of progresses, but we have to start from zero again. I honestly believe we have to start from the very beginning and try to get back to the early days.
Yeah, now, that, as you mentioned, like it's a very recent and a new restart for you guys as compared to the other states. And when that happened, when the restart happened, how was the response like?
People were still I will say that people were still reluctant to get back to the pitch, not the players. The players, they are hungry. They all want to go back to the pitch. In fact, they keep on pressuring us, to organize the football competitions here and there. There were competitions which are not officially recognized, even though the government did not allow us to have the competitions. But in villages and some other, selected places, they had their own competitions. But since it was not allowed by the government, we just could not held it at the capital Isol. So this is really a kind of a experience which we never expected because People who really love football did not come to the ground. People who were eager to watch football, they did not really turn up apart from the players now. So that's why, as I said in the beginning, we want to, get the people back to football, all the stakeholders back to football. So we are going to organize a kind of a festival where we have the inter-village football. You will have people coming. We will have to kind of force people to come back to the ground and try support their locality. So, a village football tournament is very attached to a community. So hopefully that will be able to, revive football in the state. In person, I have never expected that the people will be reluctant to come to a football ground in Mizoram, but it shows that especially in the capital that we still do not have the people ready to get back to football. But as the football association, we just cannot deny the football players opportunity to play, the coaches opportunity to earn something from football again. We are trying to get back to football as early as possible, but the problem here in Mizoram is the lack of sponsorship. It's a state where there is a zero presence of multinationals. It's a very small state, a population of 10 lakhs. We just do not attract the sponsor. But yes, we as a football association, we are trying our best.
Now, for everything that it garners attention with regards to sport, whether it's football or any other sport that's popular in the state of Mizoram. There's definitely a whole community, a whole village that comes out and supports. So what more do you see, or what more are the things that you feel that should be attracting sponsorships to come in and invest in Mizoram sports?
If the sponsors carefully, you know, study the history of sport, in which they want to sponsor something, then Mizoram is a, Mizoram football is a place to kind of invest. You know, people keep on saying about the players we have produced, but I used to say that the sponsor or the potential sponsor do not really know the details of what Mizoram football is all about. The players who were signed for the ISL and the I-League clubs, when they were in the Mizoram Premier League, they were earning only a few thousands. So the same players, after playing a season or two at the I-League, they signed them and paid them a huge sum of money. I used to tell the people that, why don't you come to Mizoram, try to invest here in the football clubs, try to, you know, kind of start a partnership with the local football club. You pay them a few lakhs, then you will be able to, you know, get the best players. But you did not do that. But you are later on paying some 10-folds, 20-folds of that money to buy a single player whom you refuse to invest in the past couple of years. But again, you are going back to the same player. So I used to tell them that, you know, you should catch them young. You should start investing in Mizoram football. We are open to, the football clubs here are open to a partnership with the bigger clubs and financially more stable clubs of the ISLs and the I-Leagues. And as Mizoram Football Association also, we are always open to, you know, kind of a discussion with a potential sponsor to partner us in our future endeavors. And yeah, of course, we want to partner them at the grassroots level as well as at the competition level, at the league level, so that, you know, we can have a kind of a charity where we are heading in the next couple of years, so that we can plan. But as of now, it's difficult because the government, even though they try their level best in improving the infrastructure, but they do not really invest at the competition level. They did not really help us much when it comes to a kind of organizing a football match or a football competitions. So these are the areas in which we really need a sponsor or a partners who could help us in, you know, uplifting the present situation.
Right. Now, getting a bit more personal about you, as you as a personality, you are also a Lok Sabha MP candidate. Now, getting into the football administration, you've taken one more step ahead with regards to getting into the politics and state affairs. What pushed you, and what was the thought process behind getting into this particular scene?
See, you know, coming from a very remote place like Mizoram, you have witnessed the progress in the other states in different levels, not only in terms of football and sports. If you see your neighboring states progressing, and if you see your neighboring, you know, youths getting into the parliament, saying some, you know, meaningful words and getting the right kind of attention, and mixing with the mainland India, and I feel that we really lag behind. Not to mention about the other bigger Indian states, but even our neighboring states. So there are more we can do as a youth of this state. That's why it pushed me to going into politics. I'm not really a full time politician as of now, but it was an opportunity where I was invited by the two political parties to stand as an independent candidate, so that they backed me up in the last Lok Sabha election. I took up the challenge. I lost narrowly by a few thousands, but that was a good start. Let's see what the future holds. Finger crossed. But not only in sports and politics, but let's see what I can do for my state.
Right. Now, With the whole backing, like you mentioned about, you know, we started, and I've also witnessed, the only place in the Northeast I've been to is Mizoram, and I've seen how the people come out in large numbers in support. Where does that come from? Where does this whole community build, or everything considered to be a community project? What is the history of that?
We have a very strong feeling towards our community, not only in football, even in the other sports. People generally do not follow volleyball or basketball in Mizoram, but when it comes to, you know, a community against the other community, even the housewife who spend most of their times in the kitchen, who do not really understand what basketball is all about, how they count the points. But when they say, I mean, when they know that their community is playing against their neighbors, they will just go straight to the ground, you know, trying to support whoever is representing their community. Such community feeling, if we can translate it into sports, is very, very powerful. That was how we all started the Mizoram Premier League as well. Apart from the Mizoram Police and Aizawl FC, of course, the rest of the clubs, the other six clubs, they were backed by a community. That was very important for the start of the Mizoram Premier League. But having said that, to keep it going, and when it becomes more and more professional or semi-professional, but that community backing up alone cannot sustain. We need more investment. We need, more, you know, scientific and modern way of, you know, looking after your own football club. These are the areas which, it's a problem when you very much depend on your community to run a football club. But the kind of support we had when we started the Mizoram Premier League 2012 and 2013-14, it was almost, you know, a sold out crowd, especially in the evening matches. Most of the matches were sold out because it was backed up by the community. So, you know, there's a positive way in which you can channelize the community feeling into sports, but it can have an adverse effect as well in the long run, which we are now experiencing.
Yeah, and I think partly you mentioned about the whole reason and the rise of Mizoram Premier League, but more than that, what do you think was that one key factor that led you guys to say that we should have something as a Mizoram Premier League? And it's often considered to be a very professionally run tournament, right? In terms of whether the people talking outside, all eyes are there. And it's one of the very known and popular tournament in the Northeast. Like everyone wants to play on that side. So we also saw some other teams come and play. So what do you see the success, keeping aside the pandemic, how do you see the success of Mizoram Premier League?
The Mizo players who are now in the ISL, majority of them are the product of the Mizoram Premier League. Take for instance the Jamshedpur FC, who recently won the ISL Shield. They were at the top of the table at the end of the season. There are three Mizo players playing in the Jamshedpur team. They who did not even have a single experience outside Mizoram. Before, they did not play for any academy. They did not train in any academy or any other coaches outside Mizoram. They started their career in Mizoram Premier League. And now they are good enough to play at the ISL. I need to mention this, the right back, Laldin Liana Rente, and the left back, Ricky. They played almost all the matches throughout the season. The reason why I mention these two people is because, you know, they are equally good players in the Mizoram Premier League who remain unspotted. They were the fortunate ones. Yes, they did play well in the Mizoram Premier League as well as for Aizawl FC at the I-League. But their partners, their friends or their opponents who were equally good, they remain unspotted. I keep on, shouting out to the scouts and the coaches of the ISLs and the I-Leagues not to, sign player directly from the stats or directly from a few I-League matches. They need to go to, you know, states and looking for players, not only Mizoram. They need to go to the interiors of Manipur, Meghalaya, or to even to Kerala or Goa, you know, try to get players from their local football league. And, you know, and you know, if they need to pay to get a player, why not play? I mean, why not pay to the local football clubs? You know, now we talk about an ex-player who now plays at the ISL, which is huge transfer money, you know, they're paying to the other ISL clubs. That amount of money, had they paid to the local football clubs in Mizoram or any other northeast states, that could be a game changer. So even a single good player, when he was spotted at a young age, and the clubs, if they are rightly paid for their talent, it could be a game changer. It could really have the rise of a local football club, which ultimately led to the rise of the players. I don't know if I really get to your point, but you know, that was the way I think that, you know, we should change the way we look at the whole football ecosystem in India.
Yeah, and how do you see, like, how important or key was Aizawl FC success and, you know, winning that I-League trophy? Because one of the clubs that's playing in the I-League, nobody expected them to win, but they did that, and they did it very big in terms of they had other teams, and it was a great competition, a great tournament. So I understand also the fact that you mentioned, like, you know, the pandemic has been an adverse effects where you have to start from scratch, but let's keep that aside for a bit. How important was Aizawl's success?
It was really important. It was one of the you know, turning points for Mizoram football. But having said that, we started the Mizoram Premier League in 2012. We won the Santosh Trophy in 2014, and the next year, 2015, we won the National Games Men's Football Gold Medal. Then the very next year, Aizawl FC won the I-League. Credit goes out to the players and the coaching staff. But the backbone of the players, they were the product of the Mizoram Premier League. So when Aizawl FC finally won the I-League, there was a strong feeling that the rest of the players also can do the same at this level. Those were the days in which all the Chhetris and the JJs were still playing in the ISL and the I-League together. So, you know, they're competing against the best of the Indian players and doing well at the top of the league and finally winning. It was really, really, it was a kind of a dream, which, you know, I always felt that one day we will become the champions of India, but not as recently as 2016. So, you know, it came as a big surprise to me as well. But the people started believing that, you know, the boys from the hills here, with a very minimum proper training at the grassroots level, can become the champions of India. The scout, I mean, started looking at the players as a real investment. But as I said earlier, you know, I want whoever is looking after the football in India to go deep into the grassroots, to go to the villages, to look at the players when they were young, and, you know, not only signing them just because they played for a certain I-League clubs or a certain national tournaments. They should scout properly at a tender age so that they do not miss out the talents. Aizawl FC winning the I-League, Aizawl FC remaining in the limelight of Indian football, it has really changed the way people look at Mizoram football.
Right. Now, you already mentioned what you would exactly want investors to do before and why you would want them to come and invest. But if there's one thing that, you know, that you want to probably send out a message, I don't know if investors or key stakeholders listen to our podcast, but still, if you want that one thing, one message that you want to send out to them, what would that be?
Now, Indian football is slowly changing. We have a developmental league going on, and the IFF hopefully will be able to restart the youth league as well. And the other states are also, you know, started, I mean, a very powerful and very successful state league. And what I want the investor is that, you know, to do in Mizoram is to partner the the existing Mizoram Premier League clubs and to help them grow so that, you know, they can become the next Aizawl FC. The problem in Indian football is that there is a corporate, kind of a corporate entry where all of a sudden you can become an I-League club. But I do not see any shortcut to success in football. You may be able to get a certain club to I-League and, you know, with a proper investment and a proper coach, you may be able to guide them to the ISL level. But, you know, if you want to have a fan base, if you want to have a proper structure, you have to start from the state level, to say the least. You know, so that, you know, what I want to shout out to the investor in Indian football or whoever is interested in promoting Indian football or to become a potential club owner, why not come to Mizoram and, you know, giving a knock to the existing Mizoram Premier League clubs with all their experience in the past 8-9 years, producing players at the top level. Give them a kind of an investment, proper coaches, you know, kind of exposure so that, you know, without spending much in starting another corporate entry clubs, why not investing at the grassroots level at the state football league? So, you know, but if you're looking for the shortcut to success, this may not be the way. But if you want a really kind of a, you know, vision, if you have and, you know, try to have a fan culture, a community backup football club who has the potential to become one of the force in the Indian football in the maybe after 5 years, or if you have a proper plan after 8-10 years, this is the place to invest. This is the place to, you know, kind of start your football career as a football club owner or a football administrator. This is my message to the investors.
Right. Finally, as you mentioned that, you know, June 1st is where you're looking at to start an inter-village competition to revive and get back and get the people back and get the action going in Mizoram. But what are the other steps that probably you would want to share or you are in the works to get back Mizoram football for the players, for the state, for the people there?
The plan for the next season is, I mean, of course, we will start with the inter-village football. Then after that, the plan is to continue with the Mizoram Independence Day football, which in which the finals, of course, is being played on the 15th of August, which will be followed by Mizoram Premier League after a halt of 2 years. Then, of course, we will continue with the already existing Mizoram Premier League under 18. In fact, the one which is being played now is for this season, not for the season which starts on June 1st. So we will have the under 18 and the under 15 league as well. And futsal is one area in which we are really interested and we want to take it to one step higher in the next season. And women's football is where we want to concentrate. But As a football administrator of the state, the area in which we really want to invest is the youth competition at the district level, inter-district sub-junior boys and girls, and junior boys and girls. These are the competitions which we really want to make it a success at a, you know, at a state level to start with. Then we are taking the cream of the players and form a junior state team and a sub-junior team who we hopefully will become one of the forces in Indian football. Because the Mizoram Premier League players who started from 2012 or 2013, and especially after a gap of 2 years, most of them, they are in their late 20s, the non-players, the so-called stars. So we want to produce new stars in the future. We just cannot start producing tomorrow or the coming season. We need to start investing in the youth. So Mizoram Premier League under 15, Mizoram under 15 league, and the inter-district juniors and sub-junior, you know, boys and girls tournament. These are the special four competitions in which we will take an extra care. And hopefully with the right kind of selection at the district level to start with and at the state level, we will be able to become the champions of the junior nationals and the sub-junior nationals once again. In fact, we are still the champions of the junior nationals because the last junior nationals was played in 2019 March, if I'm not mistaken. That was the last junior nationals played under the All India Football Federation. So we want to continue winning at the national level. For that, we have to start, I mean, we have to continue investing in the youth competitions.
Right. I think all of us who are listening to the show, probably if you are a key stakeholder, do take notes and do take cues of what Mr. Tete Amara said. Finally, thank you so much, sir. Thank you for taking your time out. I know you're a busy man, but pleasure to have you on the show. And thank you for sharing all the updates and insights.
The pleasure is mine, Shiju.
Well, to all the listeners, thank you so much once again. This is the Totally Indian Football Show, and this was indeed a special episode. Do share, do follow, and subscribe to our podcast. We are available on all the leading audio platforms. Thank you once again. I'm your host, Suju. Thank you.